Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe DeCamera and Tom Kelly in for John today, 94 WIP. You can hop aboard the phone lines and join us, 215-592-9494. The decision by Nick Sirianni to play the starters on Friday night, which I'm excited about, but you want to weigh in on that. I know not everyone will agree. Some people think, yeah, let's go with that cautious approach and avoid injury, which is something to consider, but I would play the players, and I'm glad they're going to play. And one of them that's going to play, and he's joining us right now, one of the safeties for the Birds, Mr. Marcus Epps. Marcus, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Marcus, it's our pleasure. So this practice just ended for you about 20 minutes ago. Let's get to that. We'll get to Friday and beyond. But how'd you feel it went today?
Felt it went pretty good. I mean, they kind of told us how the practice schedule was going to be. It was going to be a little bit shortened. But what they wanted to see was us come out, still attack the day, going fast, communicating well. Everybody on their assignments, and you know, I felt like we got some good work in today.
That's great. This camp for you, Marcus, obviously competing for a starting safety spot, seems like it's going pretty good for you. How do you feel about the outlook for the season and really competition amongst guys for what, you know, ordinarily is, you know, two starters, you know, on base defense?
Yeah, for me personally, I feel really good. You know, physically and mentally, I feel like this is the best I've felt so far in my career. Feel really comfortable, feel like I'm building off of last year. And then, you know, from the standpoint of our safety group, I feel pretty good about that as well. You know, I've seen guys that, you know, maybe everybody doesn't know about, but they've been doing a good job. And, you know, Andre, Kayvon, Reed, I mean, those guys have been getting better every day, so that's been good to see as well.
Marcus, when a guy like Rodney moves on and, you know, you have more opportunity for playing time, does that change your approach at all coming into training camp, knowing that ability to play more is there?
Not at all. For me, you know, I've kind of always had that underdog mentality. So, you know, for me, it's always been about what's next. I keep that same approach every day, try to come out here and keep getting better. Always feel like I got something to prove. So, you know, that's been my biggest thing coming into this camp was I want to attack every day, continue to get better and show consistency and show that I can continue to grow each and every day.
Marcus Epps with us here right now. Marcus, this offseason, the one that, you know, essentially just ended now that you guys are in training camp, there was always talk about, it looks like four safeties for two starting spots. We'll see who gets it. And word always was, you would just hear scuttlebutt from people. Boy, the Eagles really like Marcus Epps. They really like Marcus Epps. When you hear that, when you see that you're running with the ones, how does that make you feel?
It definitely makes me feel good. I mean, shows me that my hard work is paying off. And, you know, they've kind of always expressed that confidence in me, but at the same time, they've always, you know, made it clear, hey, you got to come in and earn it. Like, we're not going to give it to you. So, you know, that, like I said, I've been, you know, trying to show that I can be consistent and try to show that I continue to grow as a player. So, you know, this offseason, I really, really took that to heart, worked really hard and made sure I was prepared both physically and mentally to come into this camp and earn a starting job.
Yeah, there have been some great safeties through the years, man. I mean, you know, as Tom just said, Roddy McLeod, obviously, last year and the last bunch of years, Malcolm before that, Brian Dawkins before that. Do you know Doc? I'm always curious when a player plays a position, you know, that a great has formerly for the Eagles. Have you ever met Brian Dawkins?
I have not, but, you know, that's, you know, probably the one player in Eagles that's been a former player that I want to meet the most. You know, always been a fan of him, even growing up. So, you know, that's one guy that I definitely want to meet, you know, pick his brain a little bit. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats. Yeah. So anytime you can meet somebody like that and, you know, pick their brain both on and off the field, you know, it can be really beneficial.
When you were growing up, I mean, there was a triumvirate, him, obviously Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. I mean, when you were a kid, man, that safety position was well taken care of in the NFL.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, those three guys, I feel like they're probably – well, to me, you know, I grew up in that era, so, you know, yeah. I'm always still say those three are the best three. So, you know, I really had a privilege of growing up watching them.
Yeah, Marcus, and off that, you know, I know you didn't spend a ton of time here with Malcolm in 19, but with him for a little bit, with Rodney the last couple of years, how much you learned from those guys, not just in terms of how to prepare yourself, but leadership and really like quarterbacking a secondary?
Yeah, most definitely. That's, you know, I kind of got asked a similar question in the press conference. And, you know, I've been really blessed in my first few years in my short career so far to have been around a lot of, you know, safeties that play at a high level and our leaders, you know, Harrison Smith, Malcolm, Rod, Ant. So, you know, I've been really blessed, and I've tried to take something from every single one of them. So, you know, and I really appreciate them. Since I got into the league, you know, all four of those guys, they've never withheld any information from me. They've always gone that extra step. If, you know, if I ask a question, you know, they're going to break it down to me, give me pointers and things like that, and kind of lead the way for me. So, you know, I'm really appreciative to them for that, and, you know, feel blessed to have been able to be around them early in my career.
Yeah, and as for this year, Marcus, I mean, you come in, and obviously last year, learning a new defense with Coach Gannon, being new to Philadelphia, how much further along do you think you are in the defenses, just having a year under that scheme and really knowing what to do more this season?
Yeah, definitely feel way more comfortable. But, you know, not even just me. I feel like everybody on the defense, we're just much more locked in. Communication is on point, which has been really good to see from the D-line all the way back to the back end. I mean, it's been really good. I feel like as a defense, we're having a really good camp. So, you know, I'm really excited to see what we can do this year.
Marcus Epps with us right now. First game coming up in a couple weeks, the first real game against Detroit. All right, Marcus, I know you can't spill the beans, and I don't want you to because you got to protect the secrets. They're going to make the team as good as can be. But just tell me, tell us all, a little bit more blitzing this year, right? Safeties and linebackers, like, at least a little bit more, right?
That is yet to be seen. We'll see.
Those, Tom, you know the deal, man. Those blitzes, they come from safeties and they come from linebackers.
In Philadelphia, they just want you bringing 7-8 every play. So if you blitz every play, people will be happy. They don't care if you give up big plays.
Marcus, what's it been like for you the last, you know, few years here in Philly? You're a Hoops fan. You go to the Sixers games. Like, what's the vibe for you like in the city of Philadelphia?
You know, on the field, it's been awesome, man. It's a really great city to play for, honestly. I mean, you know, for me personally, you know, I feel like it matches me. It matches my personality and my journey. Having been an underdog, having that underdog mentality and the passion that I have for football, the passion that I play with, you know, that's what this city has. So, you know, that's been awesome. You know, off the field, that's one thing that, you know, I got to do a little bit more with my family is kind of go out and see things. You know, it's kind of been, you know, 2019, got here midway through the year was kind of trying to, you know.
COVID obviously changed the dynamic.
Then COVID hit. So, you know, we hadn't really been able to get out and kind of, you know, go around in Philly. But that's one thing we're definitely looking forward to doing more now that, you know, we're allowed to go out a little bit more now.
Getting to know Marcus Epps here. Marcus, when you're growing up, when did you know, high school, college, when did you know I got a shot to be a pro football player?
Man, honestly, if I'm being honest, that's kind of where my mind's been since Pop Warner.
Like, good for you, man.
It's kind of just that's always been my passion. I've always known that I love football more than any other sport, and this was the route I wanted to go. So, you know, I've kind of just, since I was a little kid, I put my mind to it and, you know, made sure I took the proper steps and worked hard every day in order to reach this goal.
Marcus, congratulations on your success.
Thank
people
you.
Are going to start recognizing you more and more around town, man. I'm telling you, when you're a starter on defense for the Birds, that means something, man. Go get it this year, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Marcus Epps. And we're also going to tell him, watch his head, because everyone keeps getting up and banging their head, and we are looking out for everyone. All right, there he is, Marcus Epps. 215-592-9494 on what's already been a busy day out of the gate at training camp, and of course that involves for Tom and I watching practice prior to camp, prior to our show even beginning. We'll get to the calls in just a moment, but joining us right now is a very special guest, so it's always our great pleasure to run into whenever we see him, especially at training camp or an event or Canton, Ohio, when he's there with Coach Ramil, and I was watching it on TV. He is the longtime quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a legend. He is the Polish rifle.
You're going back now, Joe. You're going in the Wayback Machine.
It's
the Polish
Jaws.
Rifle. It's Jaws, according to Doug Collins.
There you go. So Jaws, real quick, before we get to like the Eagles and all, why did the Polish rifle moniker kind of fade and Jaws sort of took preeminence in the way people talk about you?
There really was, when I came out of Youngstown.
Is it inappropriate in the year 2020?
No,
can we not say
it's
Polish?
I loved it.
I don't know. I mean,
Polish community, they still call me the Polish rifles. But, you know, at Youngstown, I was Rifle Ron.
Yep.
I go to L.A., and I get the nickname, the Polish rifle. Then I come to Philadelphia with the Polish rifle, and Doug Collins gives me the name Jaws, and that stuck. Doug's our next door neighbor,
yeah.
And people always thought it was because the movie was popular, and a lot of people were, Jaws, the movie. Doug says, no, his jaws are always flapping, so I gave him the nickname, and that has kind of stuck more than any nickname.
Hence a microphone in his hand right now as we broadcast from training camp. Jaws, the decision by Sirianni, and presumably with Howie's counsel as well, to play the players on Friday night, at least the starters for a series or two, do you think it's the right decision?
Absolutely the right thing to do. I believe you have to play in the preseason. You don't need to play a game. You don't need to play three games. But you need to get in a game-like atmosphere. The contact that takes place in the National Football League, albeit a preseason game, the speed of the game in which it's played, and the mechanics of the game. Players coming on and off the field, substitutions, different units going on and off the field. You can do that all you want out here at NovaCare. There's nothing like when the lights are on during a game against an opponent like the New York Jets. I think the starters should play.
Ron, being a quarterback, how important do you think it is for Jalen Hurts to get those reps, especially a young quarterback going in his third year? How important do you think it is for him to get those reps and get some confidence going into
week one? Reps at game speed. You know, you come out here an hour practice in shorts and basically T-shirts. You're getting the speed, but you're not getting the full speed, the full contact of you doing a game when the adrenaline's flowing. So I think, and Jalen has had a really good camp. He's been sharp. You want to see that carry over into the preseason. Build that confidence going into the regular season. In my era, we played four preseason games. That last game was the one where the starters played the most, because I know most coaches in that era wanted the starters to be comfortable going into week one, not have had 2 weeks off, and then you got to knock the cobwebs off in the first quarter. I like the fact the starter's going to get some playing time, especially at the quarterback working with his starting wide receivers.
Jaws, the Hurts thing, it's the biggest topic. Everyone's trying to figure out how good it'll be. What's your assessment of what he's been and where it's headed?
Yeah, I like Jalen Hurts. I don't love him, and I'm going to tell you why. I've seen a nice ascension of his game since he's been here in Philadelphia. But I got spooked by that Tampa game last year. I called that game for Westwood One, and I remember looking up at the scoreboard and going, it's 31-0. This is embarrassing. We're a playoff team. We're getting handed to us. And he did not have a good game. I went next morning, got the tape. I looked at the tape and verified what I thought. He did not have a good game. But you don't throw a guy under the bus just because he had a bad game.
Sure.
So, when I see the good foundation he built during the regular season, I expected more in the postseason. He did not deliver more. So, he's got a lot of experience now. He's been in a playoff game. He works his butt off. I love the kid's work ethic. The players, matriculate to him. He's a leader. He's got all those things that you like to see in a quarterback. He's got to take that next step. I don't know if he's going to make it or not. I sure hope he does, because we'll have two first-round picks next year.
Yeah.
If not, there's a backup plan where you could move to get another quarterback. But Jalen's got all the positives you look for in a quarterback. Now he's got to perform in those clutch situations.
So, Joe, the things that a lot of us talk about, myself included, on what he needs to improve on, pocket presence, when to escape the pocket, when not to escape the pocket, obviously processing information to read defenses, and timing and accuracy in the passing game. And maybe there's another one or two, but I'm curious, of that group or others, what stands out to you the most as the main thing that's the most important that he improve on?
Processing information quickly. Quickly. At the most, you're going to get 2.1 seconds to get rid of that football. That is an eternity for a quarterback. You're going to get 2.1 seconds, the ball comes out. So when we talk about processing information quickly, it starts when you break the huddle. You look at the alignment of defense, right? All the preparation you do all week long, all the tape study you do, the hints, the indicators that you're going to get from the defense when you break that huddle. So when you break the huddle, your eyes are on that defense, the defensive line, what's their formation, where are the linebackers placed, what's the secondary look, pre-snap read. Now, of course, it's the NFL. There's a lot of dummy looks you're going to get. So once the ball is snapped, you must validate what you thought the defense was. And more than likely, it's not going to be what they showed you pre-snap. Now, some teams are pretty vanilla. You may get it. Most teams are exotic. You're going to get a lot of different looks. So now, you validate that in your drop. By the time you hit that fifth step, or now the people in the shotgun now, it's right. A three-step drop right. By that shotgun. Right. It's about 2.1 seconds.
Yeah.
So you've got to process all that information that quickly. You may have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that. By the time you get to the top of the drop, then anticipate and throw the football with accuracy. He is very good when Nick Sirianni dials up a play to get the ball to A.J. Brown. I'll use that as an example. If the play design is there and A.J. Brown is open, he'll look like Peyton Manning. I mean, that's what he can do if number one comes open. Where he gets in trouble when one is taken away and he's got to go 2, 3, 4. And it's almost, as I watch tape, that's almost how he's thinking, 2, 3, 4, where it's got to be 2, 3, 4. Yeah. You know, it's got to happen quicker. And that's what I'm going to look for in the preseason. I watched him at training camp today. The processing information I thought was there. This, by the way, this is a really good receiver.
So you thought he had a good day. I thought he had a good day, too.
I thought I've been here every day, yeah. but I thought he had a good day, and yeah. I could see it coming out quicker. And, you know, they a lot of five wide looks, you know. I mean, there's some talent on this offensive team right now. So I'm expecting good things. I really am.
How realistic is it, Jaws, that jump in processing to make that? I mean, how difficult is that for a quarterback who hasn't, let's say, done that particularly well through the years? He's still young. But to really bring it up to the speed you'd want to have it be this year?
Everyone's different. You know, some quarterbacks can assimilate the information real quick and distribute the ball, get it out of their hand. Some guys, it takes 3, 4, 5 years. Really, I felt I can speak personally, Joe. You know, I spent my first 4 years in Los Angeles. You know, my third and fourth year, I got to be a starter.
Rams shouldn't have traded you, by the way.
They should, yeah. Of course they shouldn't. Yeah. But they did. But I love Philadelphia. So.
we're glad the Rams out, traded you.
But, you know, I wasn't a starter in those early years. You're getting back up in third string snaps. So you're not getting the practice. I wasn't playing games. So it really wasn't until my fourth or fifth year where I began to feel comfortable. Because, you know, if you're not playing, practice is a different animal than being on the field during a game when the bullets are flying for real. So it's different. So the fact that, you know, number one, he went to Alabama, so he was in a very, very good program, a well-coached, well-disciplined program with Nick Saban. He comes to Philadelphia, disciplined coaching staff. Say what you want about Doug. Doug can coach quarterbacks. So he did have to work with a guy that, you know, took a team and won a Super Bowl. And I said, and Nick's offense is a little different, but I think it fits what Jalen can do. And when I think about Jalen, the one thing here's, and this, I got this from Dick Vermeil. You know, we've had a zillion conversations with Dick. He says, you know, why do running quarterbacks run? Because they can. And that is sometimes a detriment to playing the position. We all get excited about the 10, 12-yard run. The fans go crazy. Quarterback's running. And then you get, you know, you hurt your ankle and you're out 3 games or you can't
Listen,
play from the pocket.
Jaws, let me,
I love the runs, yeah. But that's not how you win championships, Jaws, running quarterbacks.
You and I will never forget this, Tom. This is pretty cool. So Jaws and I, for a couple of years, were watching a lot of film together, NFL films. And there was a time Johnny Manziel got praised, Jaws. You might remember this. He got praised in a college football game for a scramble that resulted in, you know, let's call it 10 or 15 yards, whatever it was. It's a first down. And you said, Joe, let me show you what the announcer said. You played what the announcer said. You showed the play. And then you said, let me show you the tape of that play. And there were two different players open for a touchdown. And he didn't throw the ball to them.
But he had a nice run.
And he had a nice run. And yeah. The announcer makes it sound like, oh, my God, he's so amazing. He's Johnny Football.
Everybody was covered right. Downfield. Right. No one was opening. Made it. Yeah, look at the tape. My God.
Two guys were open for a TD.
Yeah, I mean, Stevie Wonder could have found the open guys.
Jaws, let's get to the Hall of Fame weekend. Obviously, just wrapped up. You were there. It was just so special for all of us to watch it. What was the experience like from your perspective seeing Coach Vermeil go to the Hall?
Well, I really feel honored over the last couple of years, and I'll throw in Harold Carmichael last year getting in the Hall of Fame. You know, my wide receiver was very special. And then, you know, my head coach for most of my career, you know, gets in the Hall of Fame. And remember, back in 1973, my rookie year, Dick Vermeil was the running backs coach with the L.A. Rams. So we go back to 1973. I'm aging myself, not Joe. But we go way back. So to be sitting there, and actually at the gala the night before – Kurt Warner, Trent Green, and myself put the jacket on Coach Vermeil. So it was a tremendous, tremendous honor. And to be there for his enshrinement into the Hall of Fame was absolutely incredible. And by the way, there were more Eagles fans out there than Rams fans or Chiefs fans. And more players represented the Philadelphia Eagles than the Rams, the Chiefs. Where he, people might say where he won a Super Bowl and more success, but you don't want to think about Eagle fans. Man, if they love you, they love you.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, the ultimate love is probably Vermeil, Doc, Reggie.
No question.
You know, yeah. I mean, you're, Josh, you're amongst them, but Doc's,
well, thank you for mentioning my breath in it. Well, I mean, hey, those two guys.
Hold on,
hey, come
Tom,
on.
Josh is tier two.
I'm an Eagles Hall of Fame. I'm happy.
Hey, Jaws, it's wonderful to see you always. We're going to have a lot of fun this football season.
Hell yeah. Let's go, Birds.
We'll crank it up. Thank you, Jaws.
All right, you bet.
All right, there he is, the great Ron Jaworski. We'll give him the disclaimer again. Watch your head, Jaws. Everyone bangs their head. Please don't bang your head. And no, listen, Lawrence Taylor gave you enough hits. We don't need the trailer to give you hit also. All right, we're coming back, and we're rocking calls. I apologize we haven't gotten a call yet. Back-to-back-to-back interviews, and it's been a blast. Calls up ahead on all of these topics we're talking about. Jared Cameron and Tom Kelly in the trailer down at training camp on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you this. PXG, man, it is the way to go. I tell you all the time. PXG, just they make the most unbelievable clubs. They can tailor the clubs specifically to how you swing, what your natural swing is. That's why you got to get fitted at the local PXG King of Prussia store. Get yourself fitted, and you'll be in great shape when you get PXG clubs. Right now, you can take your golf game to thrilling new heights with a PXG club fitting. Now for just $25. That's right, $25 at the King of Prussia store. PXG will fit your clubs to skyrocket your performance, fine-tuning your swing, and fine-tuning every aspect of your game, whether you're a beginner, somewhere in between, or tour pro. It's all there for you, including the incredible new Gen 5 clubs made with PXG's most advanced technology and materials to maximize your distance, accuracy, and even forgiveness. That's right. You think you shoot an errant shot? Wait till you see how it doesn't spray so far right or left. It's a beautiful thing when you swing with PXG clubs. Schedule your PXG club fitting at giveusyourswing.com/Philly. I've got PXG clubs. I totally encourage you to get them. Giveusyourswing.com/Philly. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.